All right, hey, welcome to the official first episode of our podcast.
Yes.
I am Zach.
And I'm Steven.
Hence the name Zach and Steven. This should be the show, what we're doing to do now. We got a lot to get through today, so we're going to go kind of fast, because one of the emails we got in feedback last week said that it was just a really big download. So we're going to try to keep it straight to the point for you guys, so you're not spending 90 minutes downloading the show, even though it's worth it.
Yes. Every minute.
Every minute's worth
every
it.
Download.
But we're going to keep it fast this week.
Yeah.
On a serious note, Micah, you remember Micah from last week?
Yeah, Micah yeah. R.A., the guy with the curly hair who I think
hair up there.
Someone commented as Frodo with a crazy laugh. Micah, in fact, had an appendectomy done, and his appendix is no longer in him. Due to appendicitis.
The appendectomy.
Right. So, Micah is actually recovering right now. And
he's been kind of a jerk the last few days, but we give him a bit of credit because
he's on drugs.
In a lot of pain.
Yeah, and he's on drugs. So it's kind of fun. I almost wanted to film him tonight just
right.
for the drugs.
It was a bit of a tough situation last night. He drugged himself and went to bed. And at 12:30, the fire alarm went off in our building, so he had to go down 5 flights of stairs and go sit outside for half an hour.
Poor guy. He can barely walk, too. That's the worst bit.
I think some people carried him down the stairs.
Yeah.
So, keep Micah in your thoughts and prayers and monies or whatever.
You know, speaking of fire alarms, Zach.
Fire alarms.
There's something else that's going on like a fire.
What's spread? Something like a fire?
Something is spreading like a fire. You know what that is?
What is it?
It's this podcast.
This podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have now over...
Steven's the king of segues.
100 downloads.
Of our first episode.
That's right. The pre-episode. Or
the
prep-episode. The
prep-episode.
Right. That's right.
The prep-episode.
The prep-episode.
We had 80 downloads the first 2 days.
Yes.
We exceeded our bandwidth on Podomatic by a gig and a half
this week. In 2 days.
We went from 0 gig of bandwidth to 9
of the
in
7.
A matter of days.
Yeah, of the 7.5
so
they give us.
We've used 9.1 out of 7.5. That's the other reason we're trying to keep it short this week, is to allow more people to download.
Yeah.
But what we also did is, some of you may think the video is kind of a waste of time since it's really just us sitting here.
Yeah.
For now. We'll
yeah.
be doing
right.
more.
Oh, yeah.
We set up an audio podcast. It's the same thing,
yeah.
but it's just the audio. And it's like a fifth the size. File size,
yeah.
so it downloads real fast, and you can put it in your iPod and listen to it while you jog. I do that every morning.
Yeah. Oh.
And so...
And Josh, our engineer, is especially streamlining it, making it nice and smooth, so it'll be easy for you to listen to.
All right, so here's the tricky part. The website for the video podcast, zachandsteven.podomatic.com. The website for the audio podcast, stevenandzach.podomatic.com.
Now wait, do you see what we did there?
Do you see
what we did?
You really only have to remember one thing.
We took the name,
and then
switched
we flipped it.
It's
we
like,
flipped it.
It's like that.
So it's like the same letters, just
right.
in
a different order. When you write it out.
And then both of the websites have links to each other, so if you only want to remember one of them, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But keep sending feedback. Go to the Zach and Steven website.
Yes, yes.
Send feedback. We also got another mention that apparently we may have mentioned that the phone line is free. It's free for us.
Our bad.
It's free for us.
Yeah.
It's actually a long distance call unless you live in the Washington area, which maybe you do. So you can also go to the website. There's a link to leave us audio comment.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a microphone for your computer, you can do that for free. Or if you have a cell phone, long distance is usually free. And that phone number is 206-666-2111. That's right. It's 206 Mark of the Beast 2111. And leave us audio comments. We're going to play the audio comment we got sometime in a minute or two in emails. We're going to go through those. And then there's one other thing we want to hit.
Yeah, we have iTunes available. And with our iTunes, something that's really nice about it is that you can give us reviews of the show. So what we're doing is we're proposing a contest for our show. We want someone, we're having a contest to see who can give us the worst review possible. Now, in this review, there needs to be no profanity, no disgusting remarks, no, well, personal attacks I think are okay, but I think...
But it's got to be about the show.
Right, and it's got to be creative as well.
Right.
It needs to be a
we
creative...
We need an intellect... We need a smart,
mm-hmm.
well thought out criticism of the show. Right. Just really hammer us.
Absolutely.
But then here's how we'll know you're in the contest. Yep. Is give us 5 stars.
That's right. In the review, give us 5 stars at the top, and then give us your critical review at the bottom. What we'll then do is we'll wait a couple weeks. Uh-huh. We will pick out our favorite reviews, and then from those reviews, we will pick a winner. And that winner will have the opportunity to come to Chicago and spend the afternoon with Zach and me from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
At your own expense.
On a day of our choosing.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting.
I mean, hey.
You could take us out to lunch.
We could sit in our lounge together.
That would be great. We could sit in our lounge.
We could...
kick the refrigerator, so to speak.
We could do whatever. I mean, and those 2 hours are yours. But even if you can't come to Chicago, we'll at least mention your name on the show, and we will read your review several times as the worst review available. So, yeah.
Great.
We're excited about that.
All right, now it's time for the part of the show where we say something about Megan that we think is funny. If you don't remember, we told a story about Megan and the chicken last week. Go back to last week's prepisode, check it out. Go to the audio if you want, check it out there. Both of those are on iTunes. If you search Zach and Steven, you'll see an audio version and a video version. And I believe Steven's got another Megan story for us this week.
It's very true, Zach. I was again with Megan, and we were watching basketball. The basketball final on Monday between Florida and UCLA. And as we were sitting down there watching the TV, like up on the screen pops up, they start showing, you know, how they show famous people in the crowd. Well, they started showing famous basketball legends like Bill Russell and Bill Walton were on there, and they showed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And I go, hey, Megan, look, it's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And she goes, that's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? I said, yeah. She goes, he looks old. I'm like, yeah, he's like, what, 50 or 60-something? And she's like, I thought he was still playing. You mean he doesn't still play for the Lakers? Are you serious? I'm like, yeah, he retired back in like 89, yeah. Something
probably
like that.
Probably way before she started watching basketball.
Yeah, and she's like, I cannot believe that. I thought he was still playing. And then she asked me, does Shaq still play? Are you serious? So, needless to say, me and the people sitting around me were dying of laughter because Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is 60.
Here's another thing. Here's a picture of Megan. I meant to put this on the preface, and I didn't. I'm going to try to put it between my left hand and my right hand. All right.
It's Megan.
The phone call. We got a 6-second phone call that we're going to play for you now, just to let you know that we will put it on the air. And here we go.
I think they should have more of that guy, number 2, the Stevens left, have more of him on the show.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Never let it be said that we won't pander to the audience. We'll be sure to have that guy, number 2 from Steven's Left, on the show again next week.
Yeah, we need to. I think next week we're going to bring him on.
That one was Bobby, right?
Yeah, that was Bobby.
All right. So we'll have Bobby on the show next week.
Yeah.
Just that's the power of calling in, all right?
You could show up on our show.
Got some emails. Mm-hmm. Josh P called in. Emailed in, said the show was a bit big, so we're keeping it quick this week. He thinks the show should cover 2 basic newsworthy topics: important stuff in politics and misrepresentations of new technology, such as Bob Dole falling off the platform and how vinyl records are making a comeback. I think what Josh is really trying to say is keep it cutting edge, you know, keep it fresh. Personally, he would like us to discuss whether or not the Kurds should have their independence. And I'm going to say yeah.
Yeah, I'm pro. Okay. Kurdistan. Think
all
right. All right.
We got a big email from Joanne. Who is Bobby Harness' older sister. I don't have time to go through it all. She suggests that the video podcast look better,
yeah.
And we agree.
Yeah, we entirely agree.
We think
agree.
It should be good.
Yeah, yeah.
Music reviews, movie reviews, we'll do what we can.
At some point.
I like movies. She also suggests debates, and I think that's what we're going to do now, is we're going to close with a debate.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want this podcast to be central to Moody Bible Institute, but we feel like for you guys to really be interested, you're going to have to know what is important to us.
Yeah, on our
and
hearts.
What's really pressing in our lives right now. And that serious issue that's going back and forth on campus right now is whether or not we should be allowed to watch movies on campus.
Yeah, or more or less in our rooms.
More or less in our rooms.
DVDs in our rooms.
All right, man, did you go to that DVD debate the other day?
I did, that was good.
Yeah. What did you think? Are you pro or con?
I am definitely on the pro side of this issue. What?
Why do you want to have permission to sin, man?
Permission to sin.
What?
Zach, listen, if I can't watch DVDs, how on earth am I supposed to know what sin I'm not supposed to be doing?
Moody has a legacy of 120 years of not watching DVDs, and suddenly we're just going to change that?
Listen. The DVDs are the only way we can stay culturally relevant in today's society.
But that's just change for change's sake. If you do more than one change in a row, that's just a culture of change.
Listen, Zach, again, as I said, everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial.
No, that's my argument.
Oh.
You just said mine.
Listen, culture is something that is important to Moody, and if we're going to be ministering in today's world, I gotta know what's
going on. You gotta be in the world, not out the world. In the world and
not
in the world.
That's what I'm doing.
Is it really an option to not sin? Total crap.
All right, the great DVD debate of
still raging on at Moody campus.
Still raging.
All right. Well, now there's a thing over in the student commons, and I heard there would be free food.
That's right.
So we're gonna go check that out.